More than 100 million people around the world have now been infected with COVID-19. And as Australia prepares to roll out its first vaccine, a new advertising campaign starting today trying to convince people to get the jab. The federal government insists any vaccine approved for use here will be safe and effective, and it's confident the uptake will be high, but there are still a number of unknowns, such as the potential impact on pregnant women. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
COVID-19 has changed our lives.
A familiar presence during the earliest stages of the pandemic, former Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth is one of several health professionals sending a message of reassurance.
For us to live more freely, we need the added protection of COVID-19 vaccines.
The first phase of a $24 million public information campaign across traditional and digital media platforms starts today and also features the head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Adjunct Professor John Skerritt.
We only will approve vaccines when we have enough evidence that they work and that they're safe.
The TGA has just approved Pfizer's COVID-19 jab for use in Australia. Aged care and disability residents and staff will be among the first to be vaccinated from late February, along with quarantine and border workers and those in frontline healthcare roles. As more vaccines become available, it's hoped everyone who wants to receive one will do so by October.
This campaign couldn't be more crucial.
Professor Julie Leask from the University of Sydney specialises in the uptake of vaccines.
A good campaign will have three major elements. It will raise awareness, it will motivate people, and it will remind people, and it will also monitor and evaluate and get those feedback loops so governments know how they're doing and know how they can improve on their messages.
She says that's especially important on social media, where misinformation can spread quickly. Professor Leask has also stressed the importance of reaching a diverse range of people, something the federal government insists will be achieved through special committees representing Indigenous Australians, multicultural communities, and people with a disability. And she says it's vital that leaders are upfront about what they do and don't know.
You need to have this very fine balance between encouraging and motivating people, letting them know what we do know now, which is that these are looking like very effective and safe vaccines, but also acknowledging that we are still learning about these vaccines.
One unknown is the effect on pregnant women, with the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists finding there's insufficient evidence to recommend the routine use of COVID-19 vaccines during pregnancy. President Dr. Vijay Roach says while there's no indication the vaccines could be harmful to an expectant mother or her child, there's a lack of information.
We have the benefit in Australia and New Zealand of having very low rates of community transmission. And so therefore, our advice is let's watch, let's wait, let's get some more data on safety in pregnancy prior to recommending it universally.
Although he adds that if a pregnant woman is considered particularly vulnerable to COVID-19, she should discuss the vaccination option with her doctor.
Jane McMillan reporting there.